And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of April, 2012. It's the birthday of the mystery novelist Hugh Grafton, born Louisville, 1940, went to the University of Louisville, thought about becoming a lawyer, but her father was an attorney. He told her not to go to law school. It was too boring. She got married at the age of 18, divorced, married again a few years later, started her career writing screenplays until her agent told her that she was good at writing character but not at plot, so she decided to focus all her energy on writing plots. And writing mystery novels seemed like a good way to do that. One day she was reading through Edward Gorey's illustrated book, The Gashly Crumb Tinies, about children dying in bizarre ways, which begins, A is for Amy, who fell down the stairs, B is for Basil, assaulted by bears. And Grafton decided this would be her hook. And in 1982, she published A is for Alibi. It was followed by B is for Burglar, C is for Corpse, D is for Deadbeat, and on down the line. The novels starring a private eye named Kinsey Millhone, who loves fast food, always carries a gun, and distrusts intimate relationships. The latest is V for Vengeance, came out last year. It's the birthday of Robert Penn Warren, born in Guthrie, Kentucky, 1905, whose grandfather had a tobacco farm where the boy spent his summers. The grandfather loved books, liked to quote poetry while he tended his garden, liked to sit with his grandson under a cedar tree and tell stories of fighting in the Confederate Army, and he drew pictures of the battles in the dirt. Robert Penn Warren went off to Vanderbilt, where his roommate was the poet Alan Tate. Warren graduated, took a teaching job at Louisiana State in Baton Rouge, and a year later, Governor Huey Long was assassinated there at the Capitol. Warren wrote a play in verse about a corrupt and charismatic governor, and then he made the play into a novel. All the King's Men came out in 1946, was a big bestseller, won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. Warren said it was not about politics. He said that his main character, Willie Stark, a governor who was assassinated, was not meant to be Huey Long, but practically everyone else assumed that it was. Here's a poem for today by Reed Whittemore, for the life of him and her. For the life of her, she couldn't decide what to wear to the party. All those clothes in the closet and not a thing to wear. Nothing to wear, nothing wearable to a party, nothing at all in the closet for a girl to wear. For the life of him, he couldn't imagine what she was doing up there. She'd been messing around in that closet for at least an hour, trying on this, trying on that, trying on all those clothes up there, so that they were already late for the party by at least an hour. If only he wouldn't stand around down in the hall. She could get herself dressed for the party. She knew she could somehow. But he made her so nervous. He was so nervous there in the hall that she didn't think they would get to the party anyhow. He didn't want to go to the party anyhow. And he didn't want to stand in the hall. But he didn't want to tell her. He didn't want to go. Anyhow, he just didn't want to, that's all. For the Life of Him and Her, poem by Reed Whittemore, from The Past, the Future, the Present, published by the University of Arkansas Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by Reputation.com, offering patented protection for the online reputations of professionals and businesses, now including reputation assessments. Learn more at Reputation.com. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.